Johnson. Are there other members who wish to be heard on this resolution? The gentleman from Utah, Mr. Stewart, is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for holding this hearing, and thank you for the gracious and, I believe, nonpartisan leadership you have shown on these important matters. I know that you have conducted this committee with integrity and fairness, and frankly, the display of partisanship and personal attacks that we've witnessed this morning is an example of the challenge that you have. Mr. Chairman, I support this resolution, and I look forward to you promptly issuing a subpoena to obtain this data. In fact, I would say that I plead with you to issue this subpoena. For far too long, the EPA has kept Congress and the American people in the dark concerning claimed benefits of its rules. And I want to reiterate that very simple message that the committee has been repeating for 2 years. We should not base regulations on non-transparent information. Is that an unreasonable request? Is that a partisan request? The answer is no and no. And as we all know too well, it's working families that will ultimately foot the bill for the agency's assault on affordable energy. They have a right to see the underlying data. And by the way, the American people get it. In a poll earlier this year, 90% of Americans agreed that studies and data used to make federal government decisions should be made public. If we were only to judge by their words, the administration also appears to support this simple idea. For example, in December 2010, White House memo states that agencies should expand and promote access to scientific information by making it available. This should include data and models underlying regulatory proposals and policy decisions. That apparently doesn't apply to this data or the EPA's clean air rules. Similarly, President Obama's March 2009 scientific integrity memo states there should be transparency in the preparation, identification, and use of scientific and technological information in policymaking. By the administration's behavior, that apparently doesn't apply to this data or EPA clean air rules. The President's Executive Order 13563 requires that regulations be based on the best available science. This administration's top science advisor appeared to have agreed as well. Dr. John Holdren, the President's science advisor, testified in this room in June 2012 that absolutely the data on which regulatory decisions and other decisions are based should be made available to the committee and should be made to the public. This sentiment has been endorsed by other respected parts of the federal scientific enterprise. The National Academy of Sciences states that when the government-funded research is used for decision-making, data sharing allows for analysis of problems by investigators with diverse perspectives. The Administrative Conference of the U.S. is an independent federal agency that includes EPA as its member. In an amazing case of what I believe is sheer hypocrisy, even the EPA's own scientific integrity policy states that scientific research and analysis compromise the foundation of all major EPA policy decisions. Therefore, the agency should maintain vigilance toward ensuring that science, research, and results are presented openly and with integrity, accuracy, timeliness, and a full public scrutiny demanded when developing sound, high-quality environmental science. At this point, we have no way of knowing if these data sets support the claims made by the agency. This issue is too important simply to trust the EPA. This committee has, as you stated, Mr. Chairman, has been asking the agency for this information for 2 years. Instead of integrity, accuracy, and timeliness, as the agency's policy requires, we get excuses, inaccuracies, and delay, as we saw in their most recent letter of just a few days ago. I believe that this must come to an end, and I support this subpoena effort, and Mr. Chairman, I yield back my time.